commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Here is a case where rights are in conflict. We have gun rights and we have property rights. So which one should win out? The case involves Colby & Colby, a Wausau company that fired worker Ethan Shepard back in March. Shepard says he was dismissed because he had a legal, licensed gun in his car that was parked in Colby's parking lot. He is suing to get his job back. There is a disagreement over a key fact, whether Shepard took the gun out of his car to show it to a coworker. The case may ultimately hinge on that fact. I support gun rights, including concealed carry, but I side with property rights in this case. There are lots of legitimate reasons why a company may not want firearms on their premises. Suppose a firm is announcing layoffs. Do they want a just pink-slipped worker to be armed? There are a lot of situations where coworkers just don't get along. Companies have a self-interest in making sure firearms are not a part of day-to-day disagreements on the job. And the number one reason is legal. If, God forbid, there was an at-work shooting incident, a company would have a civil liability lawsuit on their hands if they allowed guns at work. Wisconsin's concealed carry law does offer protection from lawsuits for employers, but anyone can sue anyone over anything, and legal fees for defending yourself are still very expensive. I also think a company owner has a right not to allow guns simply because they're anti-gun. They own the place, and they have a right to control what happens on their property. I also believe that state laws that allow guns in cars, even on private property like company parking lots, infringe on the company's property rights. Part of responsible gun ownership is to know where your gun is and isn't allowed, and I don't think it's an unreasonable burden for a gun owner to recognize that on private property, their firearm may not be welcome. I support Ethan Shepard's right to have a gun. I support Colby & Colby's right to say, not here.